Greetings, Andy Dukes here with a special bonus edition of Ride and Talk, the BMW Motorrad podcast.
Ready, boys and girls? Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready? Let's go for a new adventure. Next step is a special stage 2. You are ready?
C'est loin d'ici.
82 kilometers. 82!
Is there anything more evocative than the sound of a group of BMW motorcycles? I don't think so. Think of the sight and sound of over 100 BMW 850 GS bikes together. And you can imagine the effect when the International GS Trophy came to towns and villages in New Zealand. Hopefully by now, you've already heard our podcast going behind the scenes with the competitors of the 2020 edition. If not, I'd advise you to listen to that one first. It's number 14, by the way. In this edition of Ride and Talk, we hear from those responsible for actually making the International GS Trophy happen, for reporting it to the various countries, for presenting it to the watching world, and for making sure that those competing have the ride of their lives. Let's start with Dr. Markus Schramm, head of BMW Motorrad, who rode the entire trophy alongside the participants.
Yeah, the GS Trophy is certainly a unique event, especially here in New Zealand. It's a dream destination for on-road and off-road riding. We have more than 50 countries represented here with people and journalists, customers, and we have the GS spirit here. And of course, we have a great bike for this adventure, the F850 GS. I mean, the GS spirit is really uniting people all over the world. And it doesn't really matter whether they drive a 1250 GS, a 1250 GS Adventure, an 850 GS, or even a 310 GS. They all one big GS family. It's very important for me to make experience in the real life. You can read or you can listen to people who enthusiastically talk about the GS Trophy, but being here with 100 customers and journalists, it's an outstanding experience and very valuable to get this feedback. I mean, the International GS Trophy really creates passion. It's not only the qualifying for, but now they all in the final. And it, of course, they are competitors, but nevertheless, they are becoming friends. They are one family. They help each other. They celebrate together. They have great times together. So really, this event is outstanding. It's great to be with people here together to get great feedback. It's the direct feedback from all the riders, how capable the F850 is in all these situations, off-road and on-road. But at the same time, all these riders, they have private BMW bikes at home, so they give also valuable feedback. And I think the third feedback is all the million people on social medias watching us live, giving great feedback. That's outstanding. I mean, New Zealand is a dream. You cannot really imagine it. You see teaser videos beforehand, you see pictures, you see people riding on a beautiful white beach, and you think, well, that's great. But if you then do it on your own with 20 people riding on a beach, it's just overwhelming. My feedback from all the riders is that the 850 is really great for this kind of adventure. It's the agility on-road but also off-road, but at the same time the flexibility of the bike. I mean, they easily adjusted to someone like me, 2 meters high, and but also people with 160 feel comfortable and being able to ride the bike. It's perfect.
4 years ago, Byron Coetzee won the 2016 International GS Trophy as part of Team South Africa. This year he was back, but as a team journalist. I spoke to him and Team Argentina's media representative about spreading the word and the joy to the fans hungry for news. Although with Byron, you got the feeling he'd rather be riding than writing. But who can blame him for that?
Watching the guys ride, watching them compete, obviously gives me a lot of FOMO, I guess. This is what I love, so I also want to be riding, but obviously I can't. But I'm also a big part of the the team means a lot to me as well, and I think South Africa sees that as well. They sort of see me as a little bit of a, if you want to call it, a mentor side of things, purely because I've been here before and we've done it. We did it back in 2016. So when I see the guys ride and they make a little mistake, I don't know if the other journalists feel this way, but for me it means just as much. I was standing there at the start of this final stage now, and like my heart rate, and I'm standing dead still, my heart rate's at what, 140? I can feel it in my chest. So yeah, this means a hell of a lot to me, but I now don't have any control over it. Being media, you've got to think of different things now. You know, you've got to think about the people in South Africa that every evening I get endless messages on Facebook, on Instagram, on WhatsApp, on everything. How did it go? Are the scores this and this and this? I upload just a single picture of the scores. Within 2 minutes, it's gone nuts between the South African community. So there's a lot of pressure on me there from a media perspective to perform. And that I didn't have at all in 2016. So that's a whole new element.
I'm Matias Albina. I'm the media responsible person for the Argentinian team. The experience started in October, negotiating at home whether I could come or not. But it was a Christmas present for me, I think. And to be honest, I didn't expect this to be the way it was. I mean, the way we've been welcomed when we got to New Zealand by everyone in the BMW at Lakes Lodge, was it? Rotorua? The experience of getting to know the company, getting to know the people who works at the company, and then for 8 days becoming friends, motorcycle friends that are, I mean, there's a lot of boundaries with languages. Maybe some countries don't speak English, or some riders don't speak English as fluent as everyone. But the throttle is the language. So no, the experience has been amazing. And my probably my job over the next 2 years is, well, sharing, spreading the word to make more people ride bikes, more people show up on the next GS Trophy qualifier in Argentina, and more people know that this could be the ride of their lives, for sure.
Remember Jocelyn Snow from the 2018 International GS Trophy in Mongolia? Of course you do. Her infectious enthusiasm and willingness to help others to improve their riding skills made her the perfect IFT member back then, and the perfect choice to present the daily highlights packages now in New Zealand. Did she miss being a competitor, though? And what did she think of the bike? Over to you, Jocelyn.
At first, I wasn't sure, you know, if I was going to like it or not, to be real honest with you. I've been so stuck on the 1200 and the 1250 all these years. It took me maybe an hour, maybe two. And then after that, it was like we were born together. I mean, I was one with the bike. It's so light and nimble. It's easy to maneuver through this technical terrain. It went through every single deep water crossing today without a problem. I don't think it was me. I think it was all the bike. I mean, this thing is amazing, amazing. So that's also a situation too, because that could be an expensive trip for me. I might have to go home and go talk to my dealer about maybe adding one of these to the stable. You know, Andy, I really didn't miss riding as a competitor so much. I've enjoyed watching it even more. This way, as a presenter, I'm able to see all the teams compete, watch them bond, and just kind of, I don't know, it brings me back with my memories in Mongolia, you know. But it's been an honor, a privilege, and a pleasure to serve as a presenter for this GS Trophy in New Zealand. I am so fortunate to have been able to come back, and it's very interesting to see it from the other side of the fence, if you will. And man, it really is such a unique and extraordinary event. The friendships that are made here are for life, and they're all over the world. You know, the GS Trophy completely changed my life, and I'm sure that it will change each and every one of these guys' lives here in a good way. You know, it's a sort of a sad day today. Like, I haven't seen everything I want to see, and I've gotten a taste. So it's funny you should mention that. While we were riding today, I said to myself out loud in my helmet, I'm coming back to New Zealand.
Teaming up with Jocelyn in the presenter role was BMW Motorrad brand ambassador Sean Thomas, who brought his unique blend of joy and enthusiasm for adventure riding to his new role behind the mic. A team journalist in 2018, he loved his new role in 2020 and took the responsibility to heart.
It's not a small responsibility, I think, to try to convey what this is in as few words as I have learned in my years. There's so much going on, and you know, you could focus on any one thing and write a novel about it. You know, the views of course are spectacular, the bikes are insanely fun, and the food is good, the culture's great, the country is amazing, but you know, the people are what deserve everything. And I don't just mean the people in New Zealand, who have been wonderful and very kind, and but the competitors. You know, you get here and you're just enveloped into this wholesome goodness. Adventure riding, above all for me, is about facing fear. It's hard to do this. And that doesn't mean that every one thing is hard for everybody, but we all find our boogeyman in this sport. And when you're facing that kind of fear, I think it strips away your pretenses. It makes you vulnerable. And when other people get to see that and share that with you, it's like you're sharing the purest essence of each person. And it's that just envelops everybody. It feels really special. It's good to be a part. It's great to be a part of it. The one bit of guidance that they've told me is like, hey, yeah, the enthusiasm is a little strong. Just maybe dial it back a little bit. Like, okay. I know I could get pretty, oh my God, you know, and I'm like, I gotta, okay, stay cool. And you know, I don't know, calm down, John Thomas. I keep telling myself, but it's been fun. It's really good.
Did you see the amazing movie we published about the International GS Trophy Marshals? If not, please check it out on our brand channel on YouTube and be inspired, because that's what they do. Marshal Leonard van Kronen from South Africa summarized here what it takes to keep everyone safe so they have an unforgettable trophy experience.
The nice part about this is that you get to deal with all the different cultures over the bank, from north to south, east to west, the different attitudes, the different way of approach of doing things. And there was just stages where I had to say, listen guys, relax a bit. I bring the speed down so that they watch up behind me, and they say, but I do it for a reason. If you start to behave, we carry on. The experience was, it's special. It's like I say, it's a whole new chapter for me in New Zealand. I've learned a lot of things. I've made a lot of new friends from all over. Being involved in a trophy, meeting all the people, it just makes the family bigger. To see the passion in the guys when they ride the bikes, how they enjoy the nature, and at the end of the day, that's what it's about. It's about taking your bike, putting your kit on, going out there and going to explore what we have. The GS is the perfect bike for that. The 850 did very, very well on the trophy. I was surprised with the bike. I think it's a brilliant bike. It handles well. The 21-inch front wheel was amazing with the rocks. So I don't think they could have done anything better.
And the final word goes to sportive director Tom Weimeyer, who, along with Chris Zimmerman, helped organise a fantastic route across the North and South Islands and a variety of challenging special stages for participants. It was their first time doing this on such a large scale, but they were instrumental in contributing to a fantastic overall event. I spoke to Tom as the last few competitors finished their final special test at the top of Coronet Peak ski area.
Hi Andy, man, let me tell you, it feels so good to sit up here on the Coronet Peak looking down to Lake Wakatipo. Awesome, awesome scenery. What an experience the last week. So many great teams building up their friendships. It was a lot of fun to come down here, North Island, riding on the beach with the guys, then taking the ferry down to the South Island, going into the Alps. What a ride. Can't wait for the next one. Right now I'm just really enjoying the view and settle down. Awesome, looking for the next one. The GS family, it's absolutely amazing how the guys work together, stick together. The spirit of BMW Motorrad and the GS, great experience. I hope for all the BMW riders out there that they can experience some of it at some of the national qualifiers or some of their rideouts. There are a lot of really, really good working enduro parks all over the world. BMW built a great network for that one. So I think any GS rider out of the store can try to sign up at any enduro park and get some off-road skills, get ready, go out there, go look for adventure, and hopefully they will join this GS community in one of the future GS trophies.
There you have it. We hope you've enjoyed all our coverage from the International GS Trophy 2020. If you've been inspired by what you've seen on our channels and heard on these podcasts, then get practicing on your GS if you have one, or visit an enduro park if you don't. Who knows, it could be you in 2022, representing your country at the next International GS Trophy. Now that's something to aim for. Bye for now.